Sherman was just saying how, as much as there is a lot on all the rookies, there's more on the quarterback.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the nature of the position. You know, the quarterback has to be the leader of the group, and he has to be intelligent. He has to know the offense and be able to help guys get lined up and that sort of thing. So just going through the playbook and trying to learn it as best I can right now.
So how do you, you know, try to turn that chaos into something that looks right on the field?
Well, I mean, the coaches do a great job. I mean, we install it slowly. They don't give us too much, you know, so we just focus on what they give us at first and just take good notes. I mean, I've done that, you know, throughout college and just continue to do that here and just listen to the coaches and what they have to say and just try to execute it out on the field.
Say Saquon was just talking about the expectations for a number two pick. What are expectations for you when you don't have that, you know, what's on Darnold maybe?
Well, no, I mean, I don't think there's any expectations. I mean, all I can do is come in here and, you know, learn and develop as best I can. And, you know, everybody's in the same position, you know, trying to pick up a new offense. So, like I said, just learn as best I can and just try to help that quarterback room out however I can.
Have you had a chance to talk to Eli yet?
I have, just briefly, just touched base with him, and he just congratulated me and welcomed me to the Giants, and haven't really talked to him more than that, but definitely looking forward to getting in a room with him and getting to rack his brain.
How does it make it easier knowing like Eli has been very good to young quarterbacks over the course of the
Absolutely. Career? I mean, I've heard nothing but great things about him, and, you know, I'll definitely lean on him, and, you know, obviously he's got a lot on his plate, and he's got to learn a new offense too, but... you know, I just want to communicate to him that I'm here to help however I can. And, you know, I think that's the important part of having a good quarterback room is you kind of help each other out, you know, and whether it's watching film together or asking each other questions or whatever it is, just try to add value to that group and, you know, help those guys out and as they'll help me out too.
You've got an opportunity to get the playbook and look at it a little bit and, what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge of learning that playbook and the difference between what you did in Richmond and what are you doing here?
Well, I've done a lot of different things at Richmond. I've had experience in a lot of different offenses. So, you know, just being able to thumb through it and, you know, I don't want to look ahead and stuff, but I have kind of just gone through it. Nothing seems too much or overwhelming to me. You know, I've kind of experienced the whole gamut of offenses. But, you know, I just want to stay with the here and now and just kind of take it one day at a time. You know, that's when you kind of – you don't want to get ahead of yourselves and ahead of yourself and try to look ahead. You know, just master what we have going on now and all the concepts and stuff, they build on each other. So, you know, the coaches are smart. They put it in the right order. And if you learn it in the right order, you know, you'll develop and be on pace. And,
is there anything majorly different, like footwork or reads that – they want you that you're going to do here that you didn't really?
Not at all. I just think it's all a little bit more advanced, a little bit more complex, but nothing I haven't really seen at this point.
They've been clear here that they think Eli has years ahead of him still to play, but you obviously have a chance to establish yourself as maybe the quarterback of the future here. Do you view it that way?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's Eli Manning's team. I mean, he's his success and his resume speaks for itself, and you know, I do think he has some years left, and, you know, how many years, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm just going to do everything I can. And, you know, obviously I have high aspirations and confidence in myself and in my abilities. And, you know, I'm just going to perform and be the best teammate and the best player I can be. And however the coaches see fit, you know, where I am on the depth chart or whatever, I mean, that's up to them. So. Just looking forward to, you know, continuing to develop relationships with these guys and just learning the playbook and just developing as a player as best I can.
There's a lot of pressure on this team to take a quarterback at number two overall. Is it gratifying to you that they think you're the guy in the fourth round?
Well, yeah. I mean, the guy they took number two is pretty good. And Saquon, you know, is going to add a ton of value to this team as well. So, you know, I'm happy they picked him. He's a great guy. I've gotten to know him so far, and I'm just looking forward to working with him. And sure, you know, I mean, when I met with the Giants, you know, that one of the private workouts I had, I felt really good about it, and I connected well with, you know, the coach I was with. And, you know, I had a feeling. I didn't know exactly who was going to take me, but when I got the call, I was definitely excited. It's a great situation, a great organization, and, you know, I think they have a bright future ahead of them.
You say you're it's Eli Manning's team, right? How do you view it with Davis Webb? Are you in a competition for him as a backup? In your mind, how do you sort of put that into perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always going to compete and try to try to perform as best I can. And I don't really see it like that, and I don't think Davis does either. I mean, like I said, we're all in this together, you know, and we're all in the same boat learning a new offense. So we'll definitely, you know, be close and be friends and help each other out as best we can, you know, and just try to help each other grow and try to develop. So, you know, as far as who's the backup and stuff, of course, you know, both of us are going to compete and both of us are going to try to earn that spot. But that's so far ahead in the future. You know, I just don't think it's, worth even thinking about right now.
You've read a lot about lacking arm strength. That's something that bothers you when you see that?
I don't know. A little bit. I mean, if that's the worst thing that people say about me, then so be it. I mean, it is what it is. I think Coach Shermer had some nice things to say about that, and I don't think it's an issue. And, I think, there's a lot of other attributes that quarterbacks have to have, and I think I have those pretty well, and I think I have enough arm strength, and we'll just have to wait and see. So, but I'll continue to develop that as well. So.
Kyle, I spoke to your position coach, and he said one of the things you do very well is you anticipate things before they happen. How is it that you're able to slow things down in your mind, I mean, given the speed of the game?
Yeah, I think having a good understanding of, the concepts and where guys are going to be and just not being afraid to let that ball go before that receiver comes into the window, and just having confidence. And, you know, I've done this so long, and I think that's one of those just kind of natural characteristics that you have as a quarterback, and you have to have, and especially at this level, you know, the windows get tighter and you have to throw the balls even earlier than you did in college. So, but I think I'm pretty good in that area, and I'll continue to develop, and just looking forward to seeing, you know, when we start going full speed and getting some throws on with some live reps. You know, I'm looking forward to that.
Dave Gettleman obviously said a lot of great things about you when he drafted you, but Richmond hadn't had a quarterback drafted. I can't even remember how long, but did you have to, kind of coming up to the draft process, do you feel like you had something to overcome?
Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously, out of high school, I didn't get recruited to a lot of those big schools. Well, I got recruited, didn't get those offers, but I saw that Richmond was a great opportunity for me, and yeah, I don't think they've had a lot of quarterbacks that have gotten drafted, but they've had a number of players who have been successful in the NFL. So, you know, I saw it as a good opportunity for me to get a good education and play high level football, and Richmond was great. You know, we played big teams, and I've experienced some pretty big environments and stuff. So Richmond was great, and I'm just looking forward to the next chapter.
Russell Wilson with a round pick, Tom Brady obviously sixth round. Do those success stories motivate you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't look at it like that. I mean, of course, there's been a lot of late round picks that have been successful in all positions. That's the thing. You just don't know how guys are going to pan out at the next level. But for me, I just kind of put all that college stuff behind me and just kind of open the next chapter, and it's just hitting the reset button, getting back to work, and just got to come in every day and put your head down and do everything you can to be the best player you can be, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
Kyle, what do you want to take away from Eli Manning for the time that you have to work with him?
Well, I don't know if there's one specific thing. I mean, just everything about him. I mean, just the way he interacts with his teammates, the way he commands the team, the way he plays the position. There's just so much you can learn, and I think, that's something that you have to do once you get in front of him and once you just start to just kind of observe the way he goes about his business. And I'm looking forward to that. And he's been a champion. You know, he's been a really successful player, and just looking forward to learning from him.
Did the Patriots show any interest in you in the draft process?
Yeah, they did. As did a number of teams. You know, I don't know. It was hard for me to gauge who was more interested than others. They were definitely in the mix, but you know, I heard there was a lot of media hype around them. But you know, I think that was all it was. And but I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad I'm a Giant.